Global deal volume topped $5 trillion last year. But as we get into 2022, well, obviously, we've seen a big uptick in market volatility. Does that mean a rocky road for M&A as well? Elizabeth Crane is joining us now. She is COO and co-founder of Moelis & Company. Good to see you, Elizabeth. Thanks for being here. I want to start with the sort of most front of mind, perhaps, obstacle to M&A, and that's what's going on in Russia-Ukraine. And I just wonder, among the clients you're talking to, among the folks that are considering deals, whether they indeed see it as an obstacle just because it creates that short-term uncertainty.
So good to see you, and thank you for having me on. You know, it is, I think it's really too early to tell. Our clients are global businesses, and while their exposure to Russia or Ukraine is probably de minimis, they are certainly may have exposure to Europe beyond, and Europe and beyond exposure to oil prices. And, you know, sort of there will be an impact to consider. They will consider their, you know, their next transaction in light of the overall market environment and overall volatility. But what is happening right now, these last couple of days, I think it's really too early to say how that will ultimately play out.
I've been hearing from a lot of folks on deals, Elizabeth, that there's likely to be a pause until the second half of this year, until companies get more clarity, more insight, not just into the geopolitical situation, but also Fed policy. Is that what you're hearing as well?
You know, I think that what we're seeing is those underlying trends that I think we've talked about in terms of credit availability, the availability of capital on the part of financial sponsors to deploy, the desire to use M&A to drive business strategy and transformation. That is still very much in place, and we have many transactions that are underway where we are sort of midstream in those transactions. We are not seeing that really let up. I do think these headwinds from the geopolitical environment, volatility, antitrust, and the focus on antitrust certainly can have an impact, may have an impact, but we're not seeing a complete let up at this point in time.
And we were just showing some of the trends you expect on the side of the screen there. I want to pick up on the mega cap deal point, that you expect more larger deals this year. What is driving that trend?
Well, I think what's interesting is companies are continuing, as I mentioned, they're looking for M&A to drive that transformation, to drive enhanced resiliency in the coming out of a 2-year pandemic where business models have really been tested. So I think we are seeing that. I think we're also seeing in the news, this heightened focus in some sectors on larger cap deals from an antitrust standpoint. And what will be interesting to watch is, do boards and do executive teams, if they don't believe they can complete a transaction, will they launch it? So I think there may be some headwinds from that or some tension with respect to the regulatory environment.
It's been a bit of a weird year in terms of tech deals. You had Microsoft making its play for Activision Blizzard, but then you had earnings season for a lot of these big cap tech companies, and the stocks have been hammered. What's the mood out there in tech land when it comes to just getting any form of deal done?
So I think what we are certainly seeing from a technology sector standpoint is, with the market volatility, emerging companies are really reassessing whether or not they're going to access the private market, the public markets, the IPO market. So that is creating opportunity for sell side mandates. On the other hand, when you have an environment where there has been a sell off in valuations, the way we've seen in technology, and that mismatch of perhaps expectations or valuation expectations between buyers and sellers, that makes it more difficult to price a transaction. And we may see with larger transactions in the tech sector that it's going to have an impact on that activity in the near term.
You've mentioned antitrust a couple of times, and it's definitely been more of a topic. Just this morning, there was a story in the Wall Street Journal about United Health Group's latest transaction being potentially under scrutiny from regulators. Is in your discussions with folks, is it enough that they are not making the offers, or are people sort of taking their chances, making the deals, and then letting the chips fall where they may?
Well, I think companies, executive teams, and boards do not want to undertake an offer if they don't have confidence they can get it done. So I think they will look at this environment and really assess whether or not they're going to proceed or pause for a period of time.
There's also been a lot of, and I think this started late last year, but it's continued into this year, carve-outs, corporate carve-outs, where a lot of large publicly traded companies may not be getting the valuations they want. So they're looking to spin off or just get rid of businesses that might have more value in public markets. What's the outlook for those type of deals?
Well, I think companies are looking at their core businesses and their areas of strength and responding to this environment to reinforce growth areas and their fundamentals for core businesses. So we would expect to see that activity continue. And I think when you look at going back to sort of financial sponsors and the availability of financial sponsors to deploy that capital and transact, we're going to see, I think, the heightened interest in some of those and some of those spinouts.
Elizabeth, thanks so much for your expertise and your outlook here. Elizabeth Crane is COO and co-founder of Moelis & Company. Appreciate it.